You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Really, dude? Can we get started now?
Yes, we can.
All right, welcome.
welcome to the podcast by Live It Up with XK. My name is X or Xavier, whichever you prefer.
This is K or Kalita, the awesome, wonderful queen.
Oh, okay. We had to throw that on there.
Yes, we can.
today we just kind of felt the need to kind of explain.
Just give you guys a little background about us first.
Yeah, you know, just a little bit of background, kind of shed some light on our marriage, not too deep, but just kind of, you know, show people the ups and downs, you know, scratch the surface of it a little bit. So yeah, let's get started. Miss K or Miss McCall.
I am queen. I'm a queen today.
Okay, Queen McCall. That'll never happen again. But
Okay. Even though in your phone it says queen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I said scratch the surface, not get into my contact list. But okay. All right. So really quick.
Let's start at the beginning.
All right. I like that. Describe the feelings you had when you first actually realized I existed.
Well, first off, before we get there, can we first let you guys know we have been together. How long?
9 years.
Oh, that was a test right there. That was a test, making sure you get it right. Okay. How long we've been married?
Nine. Or no, we've been together. Uh-huh. Okay, we've been together for 9 years. We've been married for four.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And yeah, I regret every bit of it. No, I'm just playing. I'm sorry. Y'all should see the look that she gives right now. It looks could kill. But okay, yes, we've been together for a total of 9 years, and we've been married for four beautiful years. And
it better be beautiful, because I think that couch is looking pretty beautiful right now too.
Look, you can't threaten me with that. That's a good time for me, because that's like camping for me.
Oh, okay.
And I got the big screen TV and everything like that. So,
oh yeah,
and then you know, fridge is in arm's reach. So,
okay.
Uh-huh. But yeah, okay, back to it though. So
how did it all start?
Yeah, you know, just kind of give a synopsis.
All right, well, let's take it back to this is my flashback. How did it all start? Well, to be honest with you guys, we went to the same middle school and high school.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shake your head at us. I have never seen this man a day in my life until the day he went to prom.
Facts. I mean, okay, it's like I would see her in the hallways, but the odd thing is like whenever we would cross paths, it was almost like she had a tunnel vision, laser focused objective to get to her destination. So it's kind of like I would just kind of look, and she kind of like has a resting B word face.
Really?
So like, really? So like I would kind of see her, and it's like, man, you know, and she's intense. So it's like I just kind of
came here to say hello.
I mean, I was scared, you know, and plus, I wasn't really the type to just walk up to girls and just say hello. Like I had really low self-esteem and my confidence was trash. So it's like, you know, I would see her, and
could
then even
backflip in the hallway or something.
And then I would embarrass myself. So I, cause I've never been able to do a backflip, but anyways.
So it started at the prom day.
Uh-huh.
And he had tunnel vision. I was over there like, oh shoot, who is that right there?
Look.
I was like, hey y'all, who is that? he went with my friend. I was like,
okay, in my defense, I still didn't know her up until this point, okay? And then my friend that I went with was actually just a good friend of mine. And, you know, not to say like it was, oh, prom's coming up and I don't have a date. Like, you know, I genuinely had respect for this person. So I was like, yo, would you like to go to prom with me? I don't think you got a date. I don't have a date. Let's go. You know, just have a good time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then lo and behold, the universe kind of brought us to that same location, because we went to my date's house that we were at.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to my date's house, and then my wife, who was a stranger at the time, was there. And, you know, we just kind of set eyes on each other. Well, she set eyes on me.
Yeah, I sure did. Like, ladies and gentlemen, let's not even lie, because I went back home, tried to look for him on Facebook. Don't judge me. Do not judge me. That is my thing.
Stalking.
Shut up. I went back and I tried to find him, and I could not. Leave me alone. We've all done it.
So wait.
We've all done it.
You didn't even know my name at that point, did you?
See what happened was I was just scrolling. So she past the friend list.
She typed in the Facebook search bar, black man.
Okay,
braids.
I was looking at her friend,
at Jasmine.
And No. I was looking at her pictures, trying to see if somebody was going to tag you in one of those posts.
She tried to describe me like a YouTube video. Like in white tuxedo with top hat.
We gotta move on with the story.
Okay.
Then we met another 2 years later.
Wait, hold on. Let's back up to the fact that my parents were there to see us off, to see the bus off. And it's so funny because my dad actually saw Kalita and was like, he kind of like gave me the tap.
Hey, I'm Queen K today.
Actually saw Queen K and was like, he gave me the fatherly nudge. Like, hey, man, like, do you see her over there? She's pretty. And I'm like, and I looked, and that was the first time I actually paid attention to her. And it was like, yeah, you know, and I recognized her from the years before. But he was like, yeah, man, she's pretty, man. Like, you should, you know, because he knew me and my date was just there as friends. So he was like, you should talk to her, you know, you should holler at her, you know. So I was like, you know, maybe later down the line, I'm like, we might cross paths again. And then fast forward to what she was saying about 2 years later through another mutual friend who we considered to be a best friend. We actually started linking up through him.
Hooters.
Right. Yeah. We first actually met and introduced each other ourselves at Hooters. So, you know, and she, like, now that I think back, she described how shy she was because apparently she's like a chatterbox usually. And they were wondering like why she was so quiet. And come to find out, it was because of me and my dashing good looks.
And he was all up over there in his phone, and I'm over here like, look at me. All
right, look, because, you know, I'm introverted.
And it don't even stop
part
there, y'all, because he still didn't notice me really like that for the next couple more times we got together. But he had the audacity when our mutual best friend I had made some cake, and he had the audacity to eat my cake, though.
Look, okay. By this point, though, like, we were kind of cool, you know, and so I was like, you know, there's cake, and I like cake sometimes, so I was like, okay, peace offering, whoop whoop, I'll take this, and like, I was still
that
like,
cake, but you ain't know me though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was the friendship in the making that, you know, it was, my
and
bad,
then,
it
ooh,
was good.
And then fast forward, I was trying to make my move, y'all. I tried to make my move. I usually don't do this, and if y'all know me, I'm not really fazed by too many guys. I tried to make my move. We went out to eat, all of us, me, him, best friend, and he was talking about that young lady that she was kind of seeing.
Oh, yeah. I was seeing someone at the time, kind of just talking, not necessarily dating, but testing the waters out. And yeah,
he was talking about how bad experience has been and how women don't like all these nice gestures and da da da. And I'm over here like, oh, I'll go with you, I'll do this with you.
All right,
just throwing it all out there.
So, Pete, I'm over here, I'm going on my rant, okay? I'm like, man,
he going in.
I'm like, man, these girls. I'm sounding like the typical broken Facebook male at this point. Like, oh, these females ain't loyal. They don't appreciate good guys. And I'm just gonna be patient for the good girl later down the line, and I'm going in, man. I'm with my guys, and Queen K was there, and
get it right.
And I'm like, I'm done buying roses and flowers for females, for these women, you know. I'm going in.
So she
kind of like gives me the little look, innocent look, and is like, I like flowers. And I felt so bad, like, once she described the look that I gave her, because it was all in bad timing. I kind of shot her the side eye, like, if you don't get up out of here.
Just me.
Right, like, what? You know, like, because she was the homie, you know. I was like,
I was trying to get out the homie stage, dog.
Right, and I friend zoned the hell out of her.
Yes, you did. Dang.
You know, I was chilling.
Old women.
Because I was chilling.
Do you get friend zoned a lot when you actually want one? You treating me like I was just right. Like, look, Queen Latifah from Just Right, you friend zoned me.
Look, I mean, you know, I wasn't in the mental state to be trying to get into relationships. You know, I'm a firm believer in taking my time and not bouncing around.
He was so mean to me, y'all. It was one time we was supposed to go to, he was inviting everybody. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Pops. He was inviting everybody to come over for, to come over to the house.
Yeah.
And we end up going somewhere else. But I was just like, dang, you want to go and invite me?
All right. I kind of excluded her. And so I think you ended up coming out though still, right?
Yeah, we ended up going over best friend house.
And we all were just kind of kicking it, and what did we end up doing? Like, didn't we end up cooking or something like that over his house?
Something like that, but like, dang, you there was no invite.
I'm sorry. I was ruined. Okay, I was a ruined vessel at that point, but. You know, moving forward though. After a while, we hung out a couple times, and then surprisingly,
they tried to pass me on to the homie.
Surprisingly, okay, so I found out that she liked me after one of my boys liked her. Okay, so. For the longest, what they were trying to do, now I'm just chilling at this point. For the longest, what they were trying to do was hook her and my guy up and whatever, because, you know, he's a nice guy, but, you know, I guess the spark just kind of wasn't there. And come to find out.
He cool.
Yeah, you know, that's my man's. And come to find out, our best friend, James, he comes up to me like, so yeah, I just found out that she actually likes somebody else.
Even though James trying to curve me too.
And I'm sitting here thinking, like, because
he was trying to pass me on to the home.
Like, the way, like, he approached me, he was like, yeah, she likes somebody else. And the look that he gave me, and I'm like, the first thing I thought about, like, dude, please don't say me. And he just kind of points at me like, I'm like, bro, are you serious right now? Like, I'm just trying to
Mr.
chill.
Mr. X, come on down.
I'm like, I'm just trying to chill. You know, like, you know, it's like it wasn't like I was avoiding her, but it's just I knew I wasn't ready. And, you know, I just got done talking to so-and-so. And it was just like, okay, you know what? But something told me, though, like, give it a shot, because the past times we did hang out, they were cool, you know. So I was like, that's the homie, but I feel like we got this friendship base going. So I feel like it'd be kind of easy, like not easy, but easier to get an understanding as to who we are as people. Like, there isn't that whole having to show up and show out too much, but still invest in the date phase, you know. So
No, you know, and then you still was acting like very delusional. So I just went, you was taking too long and they was taking too long. So I sent him a very direct message from Facebook, which is still there to this day.
Well, okay, because first off, I have a huge honor code, okay? Like, I found out my mans liked her, and that was like it. You're like, okay, I don't want to sit up here and step on his toes. You know, that's against the code. You don't do that to your man. So I'm like, I'm chilling. I'm like, look, so
wifey
Brent
right
like
here.
Her.
Wifey right here. Sorry.
But I'm like, you know, I'm chilling. So it's like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and let him try to convince her. And, you know, after a while, everybody was just like, look, man, you going to have to just set this to the side. You know, my man's kind of conceded. He was like, look, go ahead, man. I'm like, you sure? He was just like, yeah, you know, I ain't tripping, dude. And he's like, I think y'all will be good together. I'm like, all right, bet. So, you know, and then the rest is it. We started dating, you know, and I want to say our first date was.
It was not the movie. Next time we're going to talk about that, though.
All right.
It was not the movies. Do not let them fool you.
Well, that was more so of a hangout just to kind of like break the ice, wasn't it? Like, it not necessarily considered a date.
It was supposed to be a date, but they went and saw a movie that we didn't see the crew. And I was like, well, why don't we go together? He was like, cool, just meet me up there. I was trying to set that up for a date, but he didn't catch on.
I mean, I'm taking it slow. I'm talking negative speeds. So slow at all, it's almost reversed. Like, I'm like, all right, bet, you know, we can go hang out. Because I don't know what to do in that situation. I'm like, all right, cool. So we go see, I can't even remember what we went to see.
I think we went to go see Step Up 3 or something. Or did we see that another time?
I thought we saw Step Up 3 a different time.
I can't remember.
I thought it was like an action movie or something that we saw, like a comedy
maybe,
or something. Anyways, excuse me. So we do that, and you know, what would our first day be? What, Olive Garden?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Olive Garden.
Olive Garden.
So we'll talk about that next time.
Yep.
And that other supposed to be date that you didn't get.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. But yeah, we'll continue this conversation next time.
What do we want to leave the people with?
Well, I'm just going to leave the people with, stay blessed and stay up. Keep the, energy going.
And for all my couples, why don't you tell us how you got started?
Yeah. You know, share some of your stories with us. You know, whenever y'all hear this, holler at us, give us some input, and, we will talk to you later. I am X.
This is K.
And this is Live What Up with XK.